Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Wednesday, April 8th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Along the banks of the San Joaquin River, some of the soil looks ordinary, but it's not.
The compost that we're using here looks exactly the same, feels exactly the same. It just happens to be made in a different way.
The different way? A process sometimes called human composting. We will dive into the questions the soil raises about science and culture. But first, these news headlines. The Stanislaus County Sheriff's Department confirms a shooting involved with ICE agents happened near the town of Patterson yesterday. Deputies are assisting with the investigation, although no local law enforcement was involved in the shooting. A suspect was injured and taken to a hospital. The Associated Press reported the suspect is wanted in El Salvador for questioning in connection to a murder. Clovis police have identified one adult who could be charged with a misdemeanor weeks after Clovis Unified students staged mass walkouts to protest immigration enforcement. Police say 41-year-old Alfred Aldretti was part of the walkout involving 200 students back in February. He's accused of directing students and impacting the flow of traffic. Police have submitted their report to the Fresno County District Attorney's Office for review. The DA will determine whether Aldretti will face misdemeanor charges. The Federal Education Department will no longer enforce settlements it reached with five school districts and a college over transgender student discrimination. One of the cases involves Taft College in Kern County. As Haya Panjawani with the Associated Press reports, the settlements were aimed at upholding rights and protections for transgender students.
The Trump administration has terminated agreements to protect transgender students in several schools. The Education Department says it ended agreements that previous administrations reached with five school districts and a college aimed at upholding rights and protections for transgender students. The decision from Monday means the department will no longer play a role in enforcing those agreements, which called for schools to take steps to comply with federal civil rights law. Under the Biden and Obama administrations, the department interpreted civil rights law to protect transgender students' rights to equal opportunity to an education. The Trump administration has penalized schools that have made efforts to accommodate students based on their gender identity. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The Sierra Avalanche Center has released its final report on the deadliest avalanche in modern California history. Nine people were killed February 17th near Donner Summit when a major Sierra blizzard buried a group of backcountry skiers. Wendy Antibus is an education manager at the Sierra Avalanche Center. She says the goal of the report is learning, not blame.
We're not judgmental about what happened. We try to pull out themes and maybe some decision-making factors that may have contributed to the avalanche accident, but not passing judgment on the people that were involved.
The report flagged that the group of 15 was well above the recommended size for the avalanche terrain. It also noted the entire party was exposed at once, rather than crossing dangerous terrain one person at a time. The Porterville Fire Department has released the results of its investigation into a deadly trailer fire that killed five people back in December. Investigators confirm the fire was accidental and started in the main living area of the RV home. Officials say the trailer's size and open floor plan accelerated heat buildup and led to rapid fire growth, reducing the amount of time for the victims to escape. The fire killed a family, including the father and four children ranging from 1 to 5 years old. Fire officials say the incident underscores the importance of early fire detection.
Explore the history of the people and places of our region with KVPR's Central Valley Roots. I'm the host, Joe Moore. Every new episode, I bring you little-known stories of our region. Find the latest episode of Central Valley Roots wherever you get your podcasts or visit kvpr.org/roots.
And now to our main story. Along the banks of the San Joaquin River in Fresno County, an unusual soil has sparked heated public conversations. That's because it's not your typical soil, and the process that creates it is only legal in a handful of states. KVPR's Samantha Rangel takes us to the river, where the debate over the soil is rooted in both culture and science.
The wind moves softly through the trees here at Sumner Peck Ranch, north of Fresno, and I'm standing on soil that looks as normal as you'd expect soil to look, but some of it is different. It's been composted, not from food scraps, but from human bodies. Some people call it human compost. Sharon Weaver prefers a different term.
It is technically called natural organic reduction soil.
Weaver is the executive director of the San Joaquin River Parkway and Conservation Trust. Whatever you call the soil, yes, it's derived from human remains. It's an environmental alternative to burial or cremation, and it's supposedly safe and rich in nutrients.
The compost that we're using here looks exactly the same, feels exactly the same. It just happens to be made in a different way.
Weaver okayed this compost here because she said it would help restore the land.
We were approaching it simply from a soil health standpoint, and so that's the lens that we were looking at it through, is would it be beneficial for the river environment?
Weaver says her organization has been using human compost at the San Joaquin River for more than a year. But last month, it became the center of a public conversation. That's because Fresno County Supervisor Gary Bredefeld found out about this practice, and he immediately called a press conference to speak out about it, not just against the process, but also about where it was happening.
When you take that without telling anybody and it's being used on public lands, and you just do it, I think that's wrong.
He says the land is used by the community. People pick fruit and sip wine out there.
I think people have a right to know that that's the kind of thing that's being done.
A local tribe opposed the practice, too. The county handed Weaver a cease and desist letter to stop using the soil along the San Joaquin River, and she did stop. Still, green burials like this are gaining popularity around the country, and the company that created this compost is Earth Funeral.
America's leading human composting provider.
That's an excerpt from one of their promotional videos. It's based in Washington State and Nevada. Tom Harries is the CEO.
The majority of people in California and the West Coast are on track to be cremated. But cremation is a fossil fuel-driven process that is quite overtly emitting CO2 and conceptually doesn't resonate with a lot of people. Composting, as it's colloquially referred to, offers a sort of nice alternative in our view of the world.
Here's how it works. According to the company, each body is placed in a canister that looks kind of like a tanning booth. It's layered with natural material.
Organic mulch, wood chip, wildflower.
And through a combination of warm temperatures, bacteria, and microbes, the body transforms to soil after about 30 days. Just like banana peels and veggie scraps would in your backyard composter.
We are creating a perfect combination of carbon and nitrogen, and then we're optimizing temperature, moisture, and oxygen levels to create perfect conditions for microbes to then break the body down at a molecular level.
The end result looks just like soil, and they say they tested to make sure it's free of pathogens and contaminants. Harry says it's a different way to think about death.
You can plant it. Maybe that's a tree. Maybe that's a memorial garden. Maybe that's a small bonsai plant, something like that. And then any remaining soil can be donated to conservation projects.
The process behind human composting is currently legal in 5 states. California isn't one of them. But there's no law prohibiting using the soil here. And Sharon Weaver wants to emphasize that the decomposition itself didn't happen at the river.
The important thing for people to understand is the only thing that came out to the Sumner Peck Ranch site is the soil itself. There was a lot of confusion and misinformation and idea that we were somehow engaged in human composting. We do not do that.
And in a twist, the process will be legal in California starting in 2027. Still, county leaders are working on an ordinance that would ban using human compost not just at the river, but on many other public lands. For KVPR News, I'm Samantha Rangel.
And now I'm joined by Samantha to discuss this reporting. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Liz.
Okay, so how are people responding to this story about human composting? Did you hear from any members of the public about all of this?
Yeah, well, I didn't get a chance to talk to a lot of the people in the public, but I've seen a lot of people online talking about these new forms of burial, and it seems like it's an idea that people are considering, seeing like the benefits for the environment, but it's not widely accepted yet, and so I see that hesitation there as well.
Yeah, and probably just from people you spoke to anecdotally as well.
Right.
Okay, well, you mentioned in your reporting that there was a group of people that's opposed to this. That was a local tribal community. So what were their concerns?
I tried to get a hold of the Picayune Rancheria of Chukchansi Indians, and they referred me to a press release, and they strongly opposed this for a couple reasons. They said that they condemn the distribution of composted remains, and they also talk about how laying these remains on their ancestral land is troubling and disrespectful.
Okay, the CEO of the company that performs this human composting process told you that this process is actually better for the environment than cremation. Do we have any data to suggest how popular this is? And if it is, could it be part of a bigger shift towards these so-called green burials?
Yeah, so just a few years ago, Fortune magazine did some research on these green burials and saw that over 60.5% of people were open to the idea of these burials, which is something I found interesting. It seems like there's a growing number of people choosing this instead of the typical burial or cremation, even though it might be a little more pricey. And it seems like, for the most part, it's for these environmental benefits. And so, yeah, I do see that there's a bigger shift towards these burials in the coming years.
Well, you mentioned there's a change coming in January of next year in California that might allow more of this practice. What will that law actually permit?
Yeah, in 2022, a law was passed to allow for facilities in California to work on the human composting process. And so starting in January, that assembly bill will take effect, and that essentially will allow for these human composting facilities like Earth Funerals to legally transform those bodies into soil. Right now, that process is not legal in the state, but it is in, I think, 5 other states. But then in January, it will be.
And to clarify, the soil being spread along the San Joaquin River, that is currently on pause as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. KVPR reporter Samantha Rangel, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And that is today's show. Do you have a story idea for Central Valley Daily? Reach out to us. You can email podcast@kvpr.org. Today's episode was produced by Samantha Rangel, Crescencio Rodriguez-Delgado, Carrie Klein, and KVPR, with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you 3 essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.